pay for the funds, the US federal report blames BP, and deep space is closer than we think. It's Thursday the 15th of September, and this is Newsbite. Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz on the classic US sitcom Happy Days, has been awarded an honorary OBE for his educational work on dyslexia in the UK. Winkler, who may now add honorary OBE to his name, received the award at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. The actor turned children's author was himself diagnosed with dyslexia as an adult. In the last 2 years, he has toured schools in the UK talking about the learning disability. He says he's overwhelmed to have had his work recognised in this manner, and he hopes to continue showing children that no matter how they learn, they have brilliance in them. And a US federal report has blamed the worst oil spill in US history on key missteps, poor leadership and poor cement job by BP and its contractors. BP was ultimately responsible for rig safety, when Transocean responsible for safe operations and worker safety. BP tried to save time and money at the cost of safety, and Transocean operated normally despite the hazards. Multiple causes involving multiple parties, including Transocean and Halliburton, were to blame, according to BP. The April 2010 Deepwater Horizon blast killed 11 workers and spilled 4 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It took 3 months and a highly complex undersea engineering effort to plug the well and stop the flow. And NASA unveiled plans yesterday for a mammoth deep space rocket to carry astronauts to the Moon, Mars, and other destinations beyond the International Space Station. The rocket project would cost $10 billion through 2017, when the first test flight of the Space Launch System, or SLS, is scheduled to take place from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Another $6 billion is allotted to building the Orion Deep Space Crew capsule, a holdover from the defunct Constellation Moon Exploration Initiative cancelled by the Obama administration. NASA has already spent $5 billion on Orion. In addition, $2 billion would be spent to refurbish NASA's Florida spaceport to accommodate the rocket as well. And the new rocket is based on the Space Shuttle's liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen engines and fuel tanks, coupled initially with upgraded solid fuel shuttle booster rockets that also were developed under Constellation. I'll be back again very shortly with more of your top stories, but in the meantime, reporting for Newsbite, I'm Andy Malarkey.